Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Why is there so much outrage over a commencement speech? Because we live in the day and age of cancel culture. Everybody's got to react to things they don't like hearing, especially when it's said by somebody who's on the right. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Glad you are joining us today. And Attorney General Merrick Garland, by the way, this guy is a jerk. I mean, he's such a jerk. You know, he's extending and defending his assertion of executive privilege over the Robert Hur interview. So special counsel Robert Hur met with the president and then concluded that the president has lost his friggin' mind. And he falls upstairs and the president has no memory. And that the jury would find him to be a kind old man who's really lost touch with reality. Right. That's what he would. They would basically. So everybody turned around and said, well, then release the transcripts. Let's have the transcripts. And then they said, release the tapes. We want to hear the tapes. So now the House of Representatives, Congress, which has the oversight of the executive branch of government, said, we want to hear these interviews. We want to hear the interviews. And the Congress, which has the authority of oversight over the president, hence the impeachment clause in the Constitution, has a right to hear those things. Biden controls the Justice Department. It's his Justice Department. And so Congress is there to be the independent branch of government, to be able to also do oversight of the executive. You know, that's how it's supposed to work, right? But instead, it's an inside con job where the inside DOJ is protecting the president of the United States of America. And this is outrageous. So here's the attorney general speaking to reporters. And this is the House committee now wants is probably going to pursue contempt of Congress charges against him. But they don't care. They don't care about Congress. The executive branch, please, you people, you got nothing. You got nothing. We don't respect you. We don't care about you. We don't like you. Shut up. We'll make whatever decisions we want. We're going to do whatever we want. We'll do whatever we want. We're the executive branch of government. And for all these people that screamed about Donald Trump using the Department of Justice as his own police department, or that they would exist to protect him, persecute his enemies, do you realize Joe Biden's doing all of those things? Literally all of those things. His Department of Justice is prosecuting his political, his number one chief political rival. It is absolutely covering for Biden. It's doing all those things. But nobody complains about it. Because it's when it's done for a Democrat, it's fine. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Here's Garland, cut 8.
Mr. Attorney General, in your professional capacity, you suggested to the president to invoke executive privilege. He invoked executive privilege. It protects you both personally. Is that a conflict of interest?
Look, the Justice Department is a fundamental institution of our democracy. People depend on us to ensure that our investigations and our prosecutions are conducted according to the facts and the law and without political influence. We have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure that the committees get responses to their legitimate requests. But this is not one. To the contrary, this is one that would harm our ability in the future to successfully pursue sensitive investigations.
Really?
Now, there have been a series of unprecedented and frankly, unfounded attacks on the Justice Department. This request, this effort to use contempt as a method of obtaining our sensitive law enforcement files is just the most recent. The effort to threaten to defund our investigations and the way in which there are contributions to an atmosphere that puts our agents and our prosecutors at risk, these are wrong. Look, the only thing I can do is continue to do the right thing.
Stop it. This is not the right thing. Congress has the ability to say what it wants when it comes to oversight of the executive. You, as the Attorney General, don't get to stand in their way. That's not how this works. That is not how this works. You don't get to decide if the legislative branch is asking you legitimate requests. That's not how this works. Congress makes that decision, not you. The executive doesn't get to say, well, we don't think this is a real request. They need to pursue this immediately to the Supreme Court. Remember what happened when Nixon decided he wasn't going to turn over his tapes, right? Unanimous Supreme Court decision said, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are, because Congress has a right to see them because of the impeachment clause. You don't get to exert executive privilege if Congress is asking for them. Apparently, Merrick Garland is unaware of that case, I guess. I guess Merrick Garland has not heard of that. When the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that Richard Nixon had to turn over his tapes, and as he tried to exert executive privilege over them, and they said, "No, you don't get to do that." Congress has oversight of the executive, and Garland doesn't get to do this. The president doesn't get to do this. This is not how this works. All right, keep going.
Protect this building and its people.
General, why don't we respond?
You kind of answered this just now, but I was wondering, like, what this combined with the efforts to defund Jack Smith and the other attacks on Biden administration officials say about, the broader effort to discredit you and to discredit the Justice Department and also...
Stop it. What broader attacks on the Justice Department? What the hell is this reporter talking about? What is she talking about? Broader attacks on the Justice Department. Here it is. It's very simple. The legislative branch has oversight of the executive and says... Because I know that because Article 1 gives them impeachment powers. So they say, we want the Robert Hur interviews. We want all the stuff. Give it to us. And the executive goes, no. I mean, imagine if what Richard Nixon claimed with executive privilege is exactly what Garland's claiming here. I can't give Congress these tapes. This is my private conversations. It could jeopardize national security. The Supreme Court said, turn over the tapes. And the arrogance of this, the attacks on the Justice Department. What attacks on the Justice Department? Why is this reporter not asking? But what? How do you get the right to say no to the legislative branch when the legislative branch ruled unanimously when this issue came up before? The executive has to turn over conversations. You don't get the right to hide them under executive privilege. And you realize that's exactly what Joe Biden's doing here. His conversations with Robert Hur, he's exerting executive privilege to protect himself. And now saying that Congress doesn't get to override that. You kidding me? Think of the precedent that sets, where a president does something wrong and Congress wants the evidence of it and the president just goes, executive privilege, I'm not turning it over. Can you imagine that? Matt, just do me a favor, rewind that question a little bit. I don't know, who is this reporter? Do you know who's asking this question?
I'm not sure.
It's dope.
this combined with the efforts to defund Jack Smith and the other attacks on Biden administration officials say about, you know, the broader effort to discredit you and to discredit the Justice Department, and also how would you manage that? How are you resisting that, and what can you do about that as Attorney General?
We have to go about our work following the federal principles of prosecution. As I said, we follow the facts and the law. We screen out outside inappropriate influences. That's what we're doing here. We're protecting our ability to continue to do high-profile and sensitive investigations, and we will continue to do that.
Mr. Perry,
last question.
Vanishingly small that the two Jack Smith federal cases are going to begin trial, let alone finish trial, this year. What does that say about the pace of the justice system and confidence in this Justice Department?
Look, the special counsel brought both cases last year. He appropriately requested speedy trials. The matter is now in the hands of the judiciary, and I'm not going to be able to comment any further.
All right, so that's it. We're just going to do whatever we want. We don't have to comply with Congress. We don't have to comply with the legislative branch. But yet, Trump's a dictator. He's the guy that's going to use the Justice Department as his own personal police department. He's the guy that's going to go after his political enemies. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. Let me share this with you, too. This is, let's see here now. This is, if I could find this here. Okay, the Ellie Honig on CNN was talking about Michael Cohen, but let me go to this one here. Lisa Rubin. Yeah, this is it. Lisa Rubin told Chris Jansing that Michael Cohen's testimony badly hurt the prosecution. All right. Badly hurt the prosecution. You know why they're covering up the Robert Hur stuff, right? Because that Joe Biden is guilty as hell when it comes to those classified documents. He's guilty as hell. But they don't want people to know that, and they also don't want people to really focus on the fact that his memory is bad. But I told you the memory thing is a fugazi. It's meant to distract you. So that everybody talks about Biden's bad memory, and they don't focus on the fact that those documents, the classified documents that Joe Biden had in his possession, he had them at the exact same time that his idiot crackhead son Hunter was doing work in Ukraine. So think about the timeline of this, right? Hunter is doing consulting work for Burisma. Joe Biden has all these classified documents at his house in Wilmington in the garage with his Corvette, the Corvette that Hunter Biden is driving. Within those classified documents are things about Ukraine. Joe Biden, as vice president, has the Ukraine portfolio. He's about to go and meet with the president of Ukraine. This is where he would then bribe them to essentially now, you know, hold the money over their head unless they fire the prosecutor who was investigating the company that hired his son. And Hunter Biden, being a crackhead idiot, has no idea what the impacts would be if Russia invaded Crimea, has no idea what the impacts would be on oil and everything else, yet somehow writes this detailed policy memo to Burisma about all those things. Right. Right. But how'd he get all that information? You know, and I know exactly how he got the information. He opened up that box in the garage next to the Corvette, stole the memos that were put together for the vice president of the United States for his briefing, and wrote it all up and sent it over to Burisma. I know this, you know this, Hunter knows this, but Hunter doesn't remember, he's cracked out of his mind. Biden knows this, the DOJ knows this, they are protecting him. This is exactly like what they did with that, don't call it a sweetheart deal, that deal that would have merged all of Biden's crimes, all of the crimes of Hunter Biden, all of it, into a gun diversion agreement that Hunter Biden then would not have to worry about a damn thing. Wouldn't have to worry about a damn thing. They are covering for this president. That's what's happening here. At the very same time they're doing this, the cases against Trump are all blowing up. And this is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA, VanariaDental.com. Yeah, the Junior Soprano defense. I don't remember. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I don't remember anything. BS. Those classified documents were in that garage when Hunter was there. That crackhead idiot has no idea about the energy policies of Ukraine and Burisma and Russia and what the impact would be of all the other fallouts. And no, stop it. And look, I'm not judging the guy. I don't know the impact of those things either. And Joe Biden doesn't know the impact. That's why staff members wrote him these detailed memos so that he would have information for his meeting with the Ukrainian president. And it just so happens that Hunter coincidentally writes a memo that's very similar to all the things that the vice president's staff prepared for him. Stop, please. But the Trump case is falling apart before our eyes. And this is even CNN, MSNBC, they're all saying this too. But here's MSNBC's legal correspondent, Lisa Rubin, talking about the John Grisham moment that turned the tides in the favor of Donald Trump. Cut six.
And Cohen remained calm. No, sir, that's not the job I wanted. When my daughter was referring to my being special counsel, that wasn't a White House job. That was her sort of conflating titles. What I wanted really all along, knowing I wasn't qualified to be Attorney General or White House Chief of Staff, was to be personal counsel to the president. But then Blanche left that behind. And when he finally went to the facts of this case, when he started talking about the harassing phone calls that Cohen was getting, I think a bunch of us looked at each other sort of quizzically, being like, what is this? Yeah. Where is this going? Yeah. And then it became clear when he first brought up the text to Keith Schiller on October 24th, after getting Cohen to reestablish that that was the day on which he called Schiller to reach Trump, and that remained his testimony, that he discussed with Trump that day the resolution of the Stormy Daniels matter, and that it was time to pay out Stormy. Once he connected up to the Keith Schiller text, I thought, uh-oh, we're in for something here. And indeed we were, because Michael Cohen not only admitted that he is now less than certain about what got discussed that day and that it could have been both, but he's not positive given the 1 minute and 30 something seconds of that phone call, but also that in 8 years he had never seen that Keith Schiller text and that it was not among the things that the district attorney's office had shown him. That makes the district attorney's office look sloppy, in addition to making Michael Cohen seem like a self-assured either fabricator, liar, or forgetful person. It casts doubt on the veracity of a ton of his testimony, and not just about who he did or didn't talk to on October 24th or October 26th. It sort of casts lots of his testimony in doubt given the passage of time, and makes the district attorney's office look terrible all in one breath. This is a moment of real triumph for Todd Blanche.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a lot there. That's a mouthful, but she's right. That's not good for the prosecution. Not good. Not good. And we know now that the nation was largely denied information about the Biden family business in 2020 because of all the censorship that took place and everything else. And then this sweetheart deal that, don't call it a sweetheart deal, was a deal to cover for the president of the United States of America. Now Biden apparently is very worried that Hunter Biden's going to wind up going to prison over the gun charge. He's such an idiot. Hunter is such an idiot. And idiots hire idiots. I tell you this all the time. See, when I endorse somebody, you know, because I'm a smart guy, I'm going to give you smart people, because smart people hire smart people. Idiots hire idiots. Hunter hired a dopey legal team who allowed him to kill that plea agreement. And yeah, he may go to jail. But worse, for the big guy, all the financial crimes were rolled in together in the whole gun diversion agreement, and now all that's going to go out the window. Which is why they're charging Hunter in California now for all the financial crimes. All of that was going to go away if they just agreed to the plea agreement. And remember, the judge had no ability to turn around and reject it because it was in a gun diversion agreement. The only thing the judge could do was use the Jedi mind trick to get Hunter Biden's legal team to acknowledge that, yeah, he could go to jail. Judge is brilliant. And now you have Biden asserting executive privilege over the recording of a special counsel interview, telling Congress, hey, Congress, go F yourself. I'm not turning this over. Giving Congress the Jersey salute, like Nixon tried to do. It didn't work out well for him, and it's not going to work out well for Biden. It shouldn't. The House Republicans should immediately sue and try to get this before the Supreme Court. Immediately. And have the Supreme Court return a decision, and we'll see if the liberal justices are consistent on this, like the conservative justices were when Nixon appealed, and turn around and say, you can't assert executive privilege. If Congress wants to be able to look at this, Congress has the right to do so. Otherwise, you're impeding the impeachment clause of the United States Constitution. It's unbelievable. They need to immediately sue. The House Republicans need to file a lawsuit right now against the Attorney General of the United States. Right now. And it needs to go right to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court needs to tell the president, the DOJ, you don't get to assert executive privilege over Congress. That's not how this works. Unbelievable. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you'd like to weigh into everything we are discussing on the show today. Hey, how you looking? You ready for the summer? Summer's basically here. I want you to look good. I want you to feel good. I want you to look and feel your best. That's why you got to reach out to NJ Diet, njdiet.com. Listen, stay away from the shots, the hormones, all that nonsense, prepackaged foods, surgeries. You don't want any of that stuff. What you want is real weight loss that works with your biochemistry. That's what NJ Diet's going to do for you. NJDiet.com. Call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. You will see the results, guaranteed results, without side effects, without shots and having to take shots for the rest of your life and all the other nonsense. It's almost beach season. Your shirt's coming off. You realize Memorial Day is in 2 weeks? It's hard to believe. No, it's a week. A week from today is Memorial Day weekend. You know how I know that, Matt DeSantis? Because I'm taking next Friday off.
Oh, shocking.
You know, you are such a turncoat. You know that? I swear. You embody the Sancta Traitoris moniker every chance you get.
It's no big surprise. You've actually been here, I think, every Friday for quite some time, and the weather's starting to get nicer, and I figured, you know, your absenteeism on Friday was about to rear its ugly head again.
Okay, but there's a caveat, though, which is that, so Mary Walter's going to fill in for me again on Friday, but I'm filling in for Dana Loesch 12 to 3 on her national show, and then I'm taking off.
Well, so then you're technically not totally off.
Not totally off. I'm just big-timing my own show.
Wouldn't that make you the traitor, then?
Can I be a traitor to my own show?
Sure.
You think so?
You're ditching it.
Yeah, I guess I am. I could just do Dana's show and then just replay it for our show.
We could do that. I mean, people would notice, but...
Yeah. People would notice, right?
Yeah, probably the news wouldn't. It changes pretty drastically around 3 o'clock usually.
Well, the conversation happened last night with my... So Bridget was saying, well, the kids are off from school on Friday and Monday. Do you want to do something next weekend? And I said, well, you know, I'm supposed to fill in for Dana on Friday. And she said, so wait a minute. Kids are going to be home from school and you're going to be on the radio from noon until 7? And I looked at my wife and I said, maybe I'll just take off my show and, you know... Before I have to go to Lee Pervorsky and buy you more jewelry. It was kind of like one of those moments. So
it sounds like you had very little say as to whether or not you were coming in on Friday.
Yeah. So I basically texted Greg and I was like, hey, is it all right if I take off next Friday? So he said, yes, of course.
All right, I'll accept
that. I didn't tell him I'm filling in for Dana Loesch, though, so don't tell him that.
You probably should have kept that to yourself then. I'm not going to say anything, but...
Nobody tell Stalker that I'm filling in for Dana Loesch first. Because that would be big-timing my own show.
Greg could be listening to the station that he manages. It's possible.
What are the odds of that?
Could be.
There's also that. Yeah, plus I'm hanging out with him tomorrow, too, so...
Just don't bring it up.
Just got really awkward. What was I saying about... Oh, yeah, right, NJ Diet. Look at that. Segue. But it's hard to believe Memorial Day weekend's next week. I can't believe it. So get ready for summer and beach time. And you don't want to have man boobs and you don't want to have saggy boobs from the hormone shots. So go to njdiet.com. There's locations close by in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, or from home with live online video consultations. 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or njdiet.com, and lose the weight for good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
This is the tribute show for our buddy Sid Weiss. Now, if you're just getting here, I did a very extended opening monologue, not just about Sid's friendship, but about our community, our Zioli Army, our Talk Radio 1210 WPHD family, and how much it means and how much it meant to Sid and how much it meant to means to his wife, Sarah. But we're very sad, and we... thought of some music that would be stuff Sid would like. He loved music, and Soulshine by the Allman Brothers is one of my favorites. I really love that song, so I thought that'd be a good one to play. He loved AC/DC, and he loved Barry Manilow, which doesn't exactly strike me as a Sid thing, does it? Barry Manilow? I don't know, DeSantis. What do you think? Like, is that very Sid-ish?
No, that doesn't sound Sid-ish at all, actually.
No. In fact, I could see Sid making fun of me if we played Barry Manilow.
Maybe that's why it's on the list.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's just, you know, another trick he's playing.
One last gag.
Right. we have a lot to chat about. First of all, John Fetterperson is... AOC went after John Fetterperson today. Did you see that?
She's going after everybody all of a sudden.
Yeah, so there was this issue that happened in Congress, which is crazy. I don't even understand exactly what happened. I don't know if people were drinking or what was going on. But then AOC went after Fetterperson because he basically said that Congress was like the Jerry Springer show, but then he wanted to apologize to Jerry Springer. And then AOC took a shot at him. I don't know if it's his body double or what. What's going on with Fetterperson? But it was great to see that John Fetterperson getting called out by AOC. Just the Democrat battle that's happening. It's hysterical to me. So let's see if I can show you this. Let's see, where is it? Here we go. I can find the comment by AOC. Here it is. Yeah, backlash over Jerry Springer remarks. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania has faced criticism from various politicians. AOC tweeted out and said, "I understand that you likely would not have stood up for your colleague and seem to be confused about racism and misogyny being a both sides issue. But I stand up to bullies instead of becoming one. Have a great day." Snarky. So snarky. So what happened exactly in Congress? Oh. What happened here?
What a mess. Comparing it to Jerry Springer may be an understatement. But so this was a House hearing. Marjorie Taylor Greene randomly insults Jasmine Crockett, who I believe is a congresswoman from Missouri. She claims that Crockett has fake eyelashes. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez jumps in and just melts down, demanding an apology. And then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, fantastic. And was there alcohol involved? I saw Jamie Raskin's looking for an investigation to find out if there's alcohol involved.
Well, this was so chaotic that this is a rare occurrence where Jamie Raskin and James Comer seem to be on the same side of things in some capacity, just like get it over with. Comer's trying to get things under control, and even he's laughing throughout this. It's just so ridiculous.
Let me read you this from Politico. Fetterman versus the Mean Girls. Democrat Senator John Fetterman called out the spat between AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and his fellow Democrats not happy about it. This is what Fetterman tweeted. He said, "In the past, I've described the U.S. House as the Jerry Springer Show. Today, I'm apologizing to the Jerry Springer Show."
It's true.
That's great. There have been plenty of fiery moments, but this seems to take the cake from all of them. All right, so let's take a listen to what happened. Go ahead.
It's long, so feel free to stop and start this.
Okay.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
What?
No.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I
think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Snap.
Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even
your order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Move her words down. Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
What? Don't even play.
Baby girl?
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
So who will have to pay us? Okay. Ms. Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she needs to apologize. No.
Perry, okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Ms. Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, then
okay, reserve the right to object.
I am not apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Oh, man.
Why don't you debate me?
Mr. Chairman. The
I
minority
think it's self-evident.
Chair recognizes you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
Order.
You don't have enough intelligence.
You're out of order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd
the.
Like to strike
I move
those
to strike
words
the ladies' words.
Well.
I move
to
strike
like
the
well.
Ladies' words again.
That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the words.
There's another motion to strike her words again. Please
right, okay,
get your members under
here's
control.
the correct apology, Ms. Green. Do you ask unanimous do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike my words, but I'm not apologizing.
Without objection. Without
not
objection.
Apologizing.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's?
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Oh.
Chairman,
whoa, whoa, stop it. Is this really happening?
Or am I in a coma
again at Cooper?
No, this is all real.
That was
this
a haymaker.
This is really happening right now.
These are elected officials.
Oh, baby girl. Oh, no, you didn't. Man. This sounds like a bad like My Sweet 16 on one of those shows or something on reality television. A bunch of high school girls fighting. Doesn't it sound like that?
Oh, it's horrible. This is a very bad look. For anyone that doesn't have faith in Congress, they can point to this 3-minute clip, and I don't know how anyone could disagree with them.
I mean, and for women listening to this, you have to at this moment you must be going, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed right now by my own. Gender. I don't know if you can. I mean, this is.
There's more.
This is literally. I'm waiting for Alicia Silverstone to show up. Or Tina Fey.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Regina George comes out of left field.
Yeah, where's Regina George right now when we need her? All right, back it up to the bleach blonde. So this congresswoman's obviously attacking Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, this is Jasmine
and accusing her of having. Bleach blonde hair.
I loved Comer's response. All right, I'm fired up again.
But can I just make a point, too? Is there anything worse than when it's a really bad bleach blonde dye job. I mean, I grew up in Jersey. I've seen a lot of that in my day. I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene is bleach blonde, though, is she?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But man, I didn't realize that was an insult either. All right.
I mean,
well,
there was more to it than just the hair color. We can hear it again.
All right, go ahead.
Who's
It's me.
Miss Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's part of it.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman, motion to strike those words.
I have no idea what you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys. Earlier, literally just...
You just voted to do it.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do.
Ms. Crockett, you're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
Don't want me to
calm down.
No.
Can you please calm down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise, and then you can't take it.
You're out of control.
Because if I come and talk about her, y'all don't have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair.
I don't
okay.
Know why you're
order. Chair
like
now.
That.
This is amazing. Please tell me there's more.
No, unfortunately, that's all we have.
Oh no! Oh man! Oh no! You did it. I was just waiting for somebody to go. And you're the father. Oh snap! And Comer's the daddy. Oh no! You're bleach blonde, butch body, boom boom.
I love to the response to that was, a what?
Yeah, a what? I don't understand what you just said. That was Comer's awesome. He's like, I don't know what that means. What does that even mean?
Chairman.
Correct.
A what now?
I got to get that as a sounder.
Oh, totally.
A what now? A what now? So Jamie Raskin, I just sent you this clip, Matt. This is one of those rare times I got to wonder if Jamie Raskin might be right here. He's wondering now if drinking was taking place. I hope so. I hope there was a gigantic thing of like pineapple vodka, like one of those old pitchers you'd have at a college sorority party or something, like an Animal House. I'm thinking that one of the girls and one of the ladies on that panel walked in and said, I got a lot of catching up to do, and just started chugging shots. And then all hell breaks loose. You got to wonder. I mean, that was fantastic. It all started with fake eyelashes. Here's Raskin. Go ahead. You have that one?
Sorry, give me one second. Yeah, I have it. Here we go.
Grabian. Multimedia marketplace.
No, hang on. We gotta buy it first. That was great. Yeah.
Here we go. I got it now. And now it's not playing. All right.
Oh, come on.
I didn't see the drinking, but the gentle lady from New Mexico, Melanie Stansbury, raised it. She said there are members drinking in the room, and that's something that is worth investigating if there was, in fact, drinking taking place.
I want to hear the entire thing again. Is that bad? I want to hear the entire thing again. But I know we can't do that because we have a lot to get to. But, oh, that was so good. It was awesome. I want more of that, not less. More. I want more of that happening. Because, you know, C-SPAN, which I watch, is generally very boring. But now C-SPAN's going to start having advertisements for, you know, Blue Chew and sports betting apps and everything else. You know what I mean?
I guess if they can't be productive, they might as well be entertaining.
Exactly. I mean, these people get nothing done anyway. So at least make it, give me something to laugh about. Wow. Oh, no, you didn't.
Can we hear the AOC part again?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Do you know what we're here for?
We're messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Order.
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even
your order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. Yeah. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Oh, girl, baby girl. Boom. You ain't the mama. You ain't the mama. Boom. Here, I just sent you a clip because I just got a note on Facebook from, I think, was it Keith who sent that? He said, you got to play this clip from Jaws. And then we got to combine that. We got to do a side-by-side of the clip from Jaws, one of my favorite lines, and then Cromer, okay, with a what? All right, can we do that?
Yeah, give me one second.
Okay. Chris Eppolito said, I've heard the term the congressional catfight a few times, and every time I was hoping it didn't break out into a yo mama's so fat exchange. Signs of Autumn Sun says, that girl fight was the best. This is right out of a trailer park to a corner bar fight. I was desperately waiting for the fist to go. I'm disappointed they didn't spar it out. Maybe next time. Fisher Pine says, I'm not a big fan of SNL, but that catfight in Congress is just going to be too good to pass up this weekend. Tony Bianco Sr., I blame the 19th Amendment for this.
That's very funny.
That is good. Oh, man.
I have your comparison.
All right, go ahead.
Shock is it? I don't know. I think it's from a cold.
Got a deep throat crack.
Yeah, but what kind? What kind of shock?
It's a tiger shark.
A what?
All right, now do Cromer.
A what now? a what now?
Oh, well done. Well done. In fact, they may have to edit Jaws to put Cromer in there instead of the guy who goes, a what? Go ahead, do them both again.
What shock is it?
I don't know. I think it's from a cold.
Got a deep throat crack.
Yeah, but what kind? What kind of shock?
It's a tiger shark.
A what?
A what now?
It's outstanding. Outstanding. Instead of Jaws, it's cats. That's what we got going on right now. Great. So good.
I'd have felt safer with the shark than in that congressional hearing.
No kidding, right? But, I mean, that was, yo, bleach blonde, boom, boom, boom.
A what now?
Oh, that was the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. All right, listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. My great friends over there would love to see you. They have incredible, amazing incentives going on right now, including their renovation extravaganza. This is when you want to get to Cherry Hill Volvo, because reality is renovations are never easy, and there's a little bit of inconvenience for you. So Cherry Hill Volvo makes it easy by saving you serious money. And that's why Judith Krupnik, Yosef Cohen, the entire team are doubling down on their already aggressive incentives and adding even more. And if you're a Costco member, you're going to save $1,000 on top of everything else. So go and see them today. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. It's where relationships matter. And even with the renovation, they're still in trailers. Everybody there is dedicated to your customer satisfaction, and they have a great inventory to choose from. Now that summer's here, you got to think, do you want to be a minivan person or an SUV person? Because if you're an SUV person, which I highly recommend, the XC90 with that third row, get the kids down the shore, or the XC60 or the XC40. They're great SUVs. That's what I drive. I drive the XC60. It's beautiful. It's fast. It's stylish. Or the S-Class made right in the United States at their plant in South Carolina. Either way, Cherry Hill Volvo stands with us, the only Volvo dealership to stand with Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. So go see them today. And remember, their aggressive incentives get even better because of the renovation. And Costco members save an additional $1,000 off only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
A little Barry Manilow for our buddy Sid. But I sent you away. All right, we have another entry. Will you kiss me and stop me? A couple people in the Scioli Army in our Twitter feed. By the way, we're going to stream the 5 o'clock hour live, as we always do. We'll be joined by Dr. Wilfred Riley and Jimmy Fallon. Will both be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour, so you can stream and listen live on YouTube. So the other addition to the mix of whether or not James Cromer sounded like what is the scene from My Cousin Vinny, My Two Utes. So just to refresh, you remember the great late Fred Gwynne, the actor, excellent actor. So the refresh your memory, here's Cromer, and then we'll do the scene from My Cousin Vinny. So go ahead.
A what now?
Is it possible to two youths...
To what?
A what now?
All right, now do Jaws. Go ahead.
What shark is it?
I don't know. I think it's from a cove.
Got a deep throat, Pratt.
Yeah, but what kind? What kind of shark?
It's a tiger shark.
A what?
A what now?
All right, now here's what you need to do in the 5 o'clock hour, Henry. You need to take the a what now, and the what's a ute, and put them all together so we can just hear those three together seamlessly with no delay. Can you do that?
Yeah, all right.
All right, beautiful. And then we'll have a wonderful what montage that we can use for anything going forward, for any reason we want. I love it. Congressional cat fights. Oh, it makes me so happy. All right, coming up, we got to talk about this graduation speech that everybody's freaking out about. A football player who said a lot of things that I really agree with, including the masculinity part. In fact, you know, before we go to break, I just want to make that point. So Harrison Butker gave his commencement speech, you know, and it's a Catholic liberal arts school. And he said a bunch of things that the left freaking hates. But if you remember the end of yesterday, Wednesday's show, I talked about how manhood in this day and age now is under attack, how the left hates masculinity because they combine it now with this fugazi nonsense of toxic masculinity. So they don't want men to be alphas. Alpha males, meaning that you're the leader of the pack, meaning that you're a tough guy, you're a strong man. It doesn't mean that you hurt women. It's the opposite. You protect women, you protect your family, you are a strong man, but you're strong. And the left hates that. That's why if you notice now, more movies, more TV shows, the guy is always the goofy guy, particularly white guys, the goofy guys. The new movie, Thor: Love and Thunder, which made money at the box office, but was a terrible movie. And Chris Hemsworth acknowledged, he said, yeah, you know what? It was too silly. Thor at one point was a real like badass superhero, and then they turned him into a big, you know, goofball. Not in Avengers Endgame. That was a much different character arc. In this new movie, it's because Disney woke. White guys now have to be the butt of every joke. You can't have strong male characters because it's toxic masculinity. It's the lie the left always tells. Well, you know, as a dad with a son, I'm trying to raise my son to be a strong man, to be a man. You know, you got to act like a man. And there's nothing wrong with that. Men should embrace masculinity. It's something that is a good thing. And we have to stop acting like it's something we should apologize for. So this is part of why the left hates him for what he said here. Cut 20.
To the gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. You might have a talent that you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, maybe you should lean into that over something that you might think suits you better.
I mean, I think it's great. But of course, he said the G word, God. You don't do that. And he said embrace masculinity. And you can't do that because toxic masculinity. And the left's all in on that. So, you know, there you go. All right, we got a lot to chat about with Dr. Wilfred Riley coming up. We got a big five o'clock hour straight ahead. Our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel. We'll be streamed live on YouTube. This is our tribute show to Sid Weiss, our buddy. We miss him very much. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.